here's a story from The World.
Battling climate change grabs a lion's share of environmental headlines these days. Here's another challenge we don't hear about as much: overfishing. Simply put, for decades, we've been removing fish faster from the seas and lakes than they can replenish. Yet governments around the world, including the U.S., not only allow overfishing, they actually pay fishing boats to turn parts of the ocean into so-called dead zones. The World Trade Organization will soon discuss banning this practice. Meanwhile, a well-known marine biologist, Daniel Pauly, who teaches at the University of British Columbia, says our seas are reaching a tipping point. The World's Patrick Wynn spoke with Pauly. Here's part of their conversation.
Dr. Pauly, when we talk about overfishing, that mostly means a type of fishing called trawler fishing. How does it work?
Trawling is dragging a net behind a powerful boat, and the dimension of the nets is such that you could put four jumbo jet at the same time in it. So these nets, they are dragged on the bottom of the ocean, and everything that is in their path, they take. This is very different from catching fish with hook and lines.
Right, so it's really imprecise.
Yep, the big fish, the small fish, the medium fish of different species, they all get caught. And then what they do usually, you reject all the fish that you don't want. So millions of tons of fish, perfectly good fish, is thrown overboard by trawlers all over the world. It can be so extreme as rejecting 90% of your catch, dead, obviously dead into the water. This is an extremely wasteful method of fishing.
Your research has shown that trawling creates these dead zones in the ocean with mostly just jellyfish floating around. So what does that mean for trawlers who are still out there trying to scoop up fish?
What it means is that the trawler fleets have to go further and further, and they don't catch much. So what do you do? You beg your government for subsidies, lower costs on capital, you get lower costs on fuel, you get lower costs on building and repair, loans, and so on. All of these subsidies amount to about a third of the value of the catch.
So following that logic, as we drain the oceans of fish, the trawlers have to get more aggressive, burn more fuel, ask the government for more assistance just to collect the fish that are left. Is that right?
Yes. Fishery scientists are trying desperately to remove subsidies from big fleets, from big trawlers, because they are not needed to produce the fish that we want. They are not needed. This is a race to the bottom, which is completely useless. It's like global warming. We could do without things that are causing all this problem, and there are lobbies that prevent us from doing so.
Around the world, all the countries put together are giving $35 billion a year in subsidies to trawlers. It's a lot of money. I see $700 million of that is coming from the U.S. How big a factor is the U.S. here?
The U.S. is not the major subsidizer. The major subsidizers are China, Spain, and France, and Italy. And in Asia, it is China, Japan, Korea. And these subsidies enable fleet to be kept afloat that don't really earn a net profit.
If you took away government money, would the trawler fleets go out of business?
Yes, they would go bust right away. Right now, the WTO is negotiating about the abolition of subsidies. They will probably not succeed, but if they did, it would have no negative effect on food supply. And in the case of trawlers, getting rid of them would enable the other sectors of fisheries, especially smaller boats, smaller players that don't use so much energy and that don't get subsidies so much.
Dr. Pauly, these dead zones in the ocean keep growing and growing and growing. Do you worry that it's too late to reverse this trend?
It's never too late. What would it mean? We give them more subsidies, they can destroy more? That makes sense. It is always a good thing to do what is right.
That was marine biologist Daniel Pauly speaking with the World's Patrick Wynn about the problem of overfishing the world's oceans.